Welcome back to Smart Love Into the Shadow with me, Miss Creative AF, your girl, also used to be known as Michelle, but it's okay because y'all come catch up. So, I'm back. It's Monday. Like I promised, I would be here Mondays and Fridays. My children are not going back to school until tomorrow. For those of you who know me personally, you understand that that means that my daughter, Michaela, is on 12,020. And so, I am just now coming to record this, and I want to talk about the energy for the week, and I'm going to talk about some emotional energy that we might be feeling. So, I am a very deep thinker. Like, when I start to use my brain, there is absolutely nothing surface level about where my thoughts land and end up. So I may sometimes talk about things that people are like, that don't even make a damn sense. But to me, it does. And I ended up watching The Queen's Gambit over the weekend. Just opening some of these sage bundles that I got from Love Auspicious. And I think I'm going to light this Palo Santo. Anyway, I ended up watching The Queen's Gambit, and I was like, you know what? My brain works really similarly to that, because when I think of my moon work, I visualize my desire floating up into the cosmos and attaching itself to the moon. And that is how, I guess, my manifestations are so powerful, because I really believe that my work is going to come back to me. Oh, that is hot. I just burned my hand. Let me see. Do I have this? Yes, indeed. Okay. So, yeah. So, I just thought that was really interesting, because I also have really excellent visualization skills. And I'm glad at that, because I really do imagine and see in my mind the thing coming back to me after I have sent my desire into the atmosphere to ride the moon. So this week, the moon begins in the sign of, let me pull up my notes here. Those are not the notes. That is the outline for my book that I am working on. Super excited about that too. Okay, yes. So today the moon begins in, the moon is in Gemini today. And so our feelings come from deep introspection. And we also have Jupiter trine, the true node, which to me is a gift in your life mission. So my life mission is to one, set excellent boundaries, but also to build a community. So, I am doing this, sharing with you guys information and so on and so forth. And so, like, as the moon travels through Cancer, which is another very sensitive sign, because the sun is in Pisces right now, so we're going to be feeling some of that sensitive energy. But as the moon travels through Cancer, then to Leo, where we feel empowered, we're going to have the opportunity to really think on what it is that we want to release, feel what it is that we want to release and then take action as we move through Leo into Virgo in regards to actually letting go of whatever the blockages were. So here's an excellent way for you to determine what it is that you might need to work to release. Now, you might not even have an experience in which reminds you of what it is that you want to let go of or what you need to create space for. But what I always like to do is I like to go back to the new moon in the same sign 6 months prior to see what it was that I was working to draw. And for me, it was about being in a space of free-flowing energetic alignment and drawing in partners or people who I could create with and love with. So I'm looking forward to creating the space this week to finally draw in those things, because that's really how it works. And this is just the way I see it. When you say you want to set for something at the new moon, you will have 6 months of your life to go through whatever you need to grow through in order for you to then draw it 6 months after that. And of course, if you want to manifest faster than that, you absolutely can. It's about energetic alignment. For me, my stuff is usually really, really large, a really, really big undertaking. So it's not like next week I'm gonna have it, because I know things take time. So I just put myself in a position to work at it. And again, I don't always manifest something physical. My manifestations are energetic. So I know that is going to take time because I have to do the work there. So I'm excited about this one because I'm going to do a really, really excellent release. And my friend Fallon and I are talking about, I think, doing a room on Clubhouse to line up with it. So I'm looking forward to whatever it is that I'm going to release in order to create this sense of order, because Virgo is about order and structure and, you know, no nonsense. I don't know if you know any Virgos, you know, then they know it all. One thing about Virgo is, oh, I already know it. I don't need your help. I've already got it, because Virgo already has everything situated. They are the, gosh, how can I put this? They are the most self-sufficient, I say, in regards to how they want to live and organize their life. And my fourth house is in the sign of Virgo. So that means that my home needs to be well-oiled machine, organized, clean, and easy to operate in. I have to know where my shit is. I have to be able to say, okay, boom, boom, bam, let's do it. It's fine. No disorganization and no clutter. So what we're looking at is really, how can you clear clutter from your life? Where can you clear out some things to create space for order and a free-flowing stream of energetic alignment? Okay, so be looking at all aspects of your life, because the thing is that it's us doing it. We're the ones who are creating the disorder for ourselves. Nobody else is creating disorder for you. And if they are, then that means that you need to set boundaries that say, no, this is how my life is going to be. And I'm not about to adjust and have it fucked up for you. So yes, that's what I'll be doing. And if you guys want to hear what I'm working through this week, you can join the Morning Vibe Tribe at the link in on the website. It should be a button or maybe a whole video. I don't know, depending on where you look at it. www.mscreativeaf.com has had a facelift. Hallelujah. So you're going to scroll down to where my About Me section is on the homepage, and then boom, join the Vibe Tribe. Or on the Between Us Girls podcast.com, there's a button there that says join the Vibe Tribe. So join the Vibe Tribe. If you want to hear what I'm working through this week, that's the only way you're going to get the information, because that is where I do most of my discussion of how I'm really navigating. You know, because I share a little bit here and there. But that's my, sort of my journal, my diary, I guess, if you will. But it's helpful to those listening because, I mean, there are things in their life that they're going through that are similar. And when I explain how I'm working through it, they're like, okay, that makes sense. Let me also go try it. All right. So I have some cards here. I've got four swords, the Hierophant reverse, two swords, and the sun. I'm taking this as this week. Take the time to tap in, like I said, to assess where in your life you need order and then connect to your higher self in order to line out what it is that you need to express that physically. Okay, how can you know it all? How can you get into this know-it-all energy that we're going to have with this Virgo full moon? Okay, so if you need help, like I said, hit me up at my website, www.mscreativeaf.com. If you're not sure how to do shadow work, which is what this is, what I'm talking about, or get ready for full moon release, I am here for you. So don't hesitate to reach out to me. Like, I hate to see so many people just like wobbling around. And I'm just watching like, okay. Like I talked to somebody today who was like, I just don't know what to do. And I was thinking, well, I know what you can do. And I can help you. But it's like, I can't make you be ready to do it. Like you have to bring yourself to that level. Because you're the one that's going through it. Like I'm on the other side of my shit. So I'm looking at it like, okay, I've been there, you know. But yeah, I'm here for y'all if y'all need anything, so. I will see you on Friday when we talk about the ups and the downs of this week. Because I'm sure there's going to be some. Like I said, this is going to be an energetic, emotional cleansing week. So it's going to be a sloughing. If you know what that means, it means that some shit is going to get washed out. And you're going to end up seeing some shit that you probably have been hiding from yourself or from others. And that means me too. That is going to be called to your attention in order for you to adjust it. So here we go. All right. I will see y'all later. And I love you. And just try to keep your vibration. Okay. Alrighty. Bye-bye.